stuck at home and you don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab.
Hey everyone, it is Saturday night, and that means it's the Rhonda Shear Social Hour. This is a time just to kick back, relax, forget about all of your cares, everything that's going on, and just have a sip. When I say the word hair, have a sip, whatever you're drinking. Hopefully it's like mine, tequila with ice, which is melted down. Anyway, welcome everyone, and Lashana Tova to all my Jewish friends and my two guests. I'm a little Jewish girl myself. And I have two fabulous guests that are coming up, but I'm going to do a couple things before them. But the hysterical, the accomplished, the amazing actors and comics, we have two of them tonight, Jason Stewart and Mitch Hara, and they are stars of their own show called Smothered. We'll get back to that. But in the meantime, just take that in. Maybe you've seen it. In the meantime, we talked about hair. And fall's in the air. So I'm so happy about that. Here in Florida, we're not feeling it. But in a couple of days, it'll be officially fall. And then we can just push 2020 right out of the door. My Christmas tree is going up tomorrow because I'm just feeling the sooner I get into it, the sooner this year will be over. And that will be just a fabulous thing. Our Bolts, you know, if you are the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, the Bolts, they are playing in the Stanley Cup. So we got one team all the way there. We're hoping that the Tampa Bay Rays go all the way. We're hoping that the Bucks, well, I hope they go all the way, or just Tom Brady, if he would just come all the way to my house, just hang out, just walk around. So that would make me happy. But anyway, he played my Saints last week. That was kind of hard. I was wearing a Saints uniform. I was kind of cheering for Tom, but I really wanted Drew Brees. And I think it's the first time that those two like major quarterbacks ever met up. And that's really cool. But anyway, I'll be watching both of them tomorrow. And you are watching us right now on any one of these streaming devices or platforms. But now that I just want you all to know, so we have www.rhondashearsocialhour.com, streaming live there. We're also streaming on Facebook under Rhonda Shear. We're streaming on Twitter. That's new tonight. We're streaming on LinkedIn. I think that's really cool. I have a lot of friends and followers on LinkedIn. We are streaming on YouTube, and I invite you to please subscribe to Rhonda Shear TV. I have a lot of great clips, including a very funny one that I will be introducing soon with the gentleman that is a guest on the show tonight. And then again, Rhonda Shear Social Hour. And go to the Rhonda Shear Social Hour and just check out past shows, see the people we've had on. You can also advertise with us now. We have a page, go to the back page, check it out. We'll tell you it's very little amount to advertise and be seen by thousands and thousands of people. And by the way, these shows stay up on these platforms forevermore, so your ad will be seen. So advertise with us or say hello to someone. And another quick little promo, I would like to promo that I'm now on cameo.com. And that's a really cool thing to go visit because all your favorite stars and celebrities and athletes are there. And you can book us to help celebrate your anniversary privately. And then you own it, you can air it or put it up on your Facebook or whatever, your Twitter. We'll help you celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, divorces, all the good stuff. All right. So anyway, we're going to get to my guests in a couple of minutes, but we always start off the show with our favorite guest who tells you how to get the night started. Let's meet and see what Professor Cocktail has going on tonight.
Pink lady, Cosmo baby, gonna make the drink and don't mean maybe.
Professor Cocktail.
Old fashioned gin and with Red Bull to get a boost.
Professor Cocktail. Professor Cocktail.
Hello! And welcome to another episode of Professor Cocktail. But first I have to get a little energy. Today we're doing a Black Russian. And when we're done, I'll explain to you what the difference between black and white Russians are. You get what I mean? This is the perfect glass for a black Russian. Wait a minute. This is my drink, which I always have with me when I do all the other special perfect drinks. You know what? And sometimes I like to just wash it down with a little gin. More than a little gin. And another. I got the chills from that one. We start with Mr. Kahlua here. We pour it over the ice just like so. And then we take our, this time we're using Kettle One. Because Kettle One and Kahlua, they get along great. Because you know, Kettle One's from Holland, and that's not far from Russia. It just isn't. Just a little bit of soda on top. Oh, that's it. You mix it, not with the spoon, not with the shaker, but with Professor Cocktail, mixing it round and round and round and reverse. Round and round and round. And there you have the perfect black Russian. So if you want it to be white, you just put some cream in it. That's all. Just some cream. Okay? Damn, that's good.
Read this because I have to read long intros because there's so much to say about my first guest. He is an accomplished actor and comic, having starred in hundreds, literally hundreds of television films, including Birth of a Nation and Immortal, opposite Sam Levine, and another film, Abducted, which are both you can get on demand right now. Also, he just completed an episode of Goliath opposite Bruce Dern and Billy Bob Thornton. Jason is the author of Shut Up, I'm Talking. It's rave reviews, already rave reviews coming out. So you have to read the book. But what's going viral and hopefully for all of us to see, because I just watched one episode this afternoon, is Smothered. And that's starring Jason Stewart and Mitch Hara. It's you can see it right now on Amazon Prime, and it's dropping on Reverie. I think hopefully I'm saying that right. And that leads to a whole bunch of other platforms. So I'm going to play a quick little, because before he never talks to me again, I'm going to prove that I worked with him in the 90s. And let's just hit my up all night tape when Jason Stewart and I reviewed a film together. And then we'll meet the incredible, incomparable Jason Stewart.
Hi, it's Rhonda, your hostess with the mostest. And we've just been watching The Blues Brother with my associate, Jason Stewart. Now, Jason, you've been just a little bit harsh on this film, and Rhonda loves the Blues Brothers.
Oh, come on, Rhonda. Get real. It was a nightmare.
No, it was incredible. It was great.
It blows.
It was creative.
It bites.
It bites?
It just bites.
Bites what?
Bites this.
Here, you bite this.
Well... I just feel that it just tasted so good that maybe you would like a piece.
Ah! The girls! The girls like cream, though. Well, you know, Jason, I think that you and I should wrap up, you know, our little review now. Why don't we go to our next film, The Girl I Want? It's a fun film with three girls and one special guy. No, it's not one of those films. And while you're gone, I'll just clean up my act, so to speak. But not too much. After all, I don't want to lose my audience.
Oh, God, why are you doing this to me?
Because I love you, I love you,
oh, God,
I love
the whole cast here. I am a human being. I'm not an animal.
I love that. It makes me laugh again. Oh my gosh, all my pie fetishes are going to come out. Okay, so Jason is way more sophisticated these days.
Oh my God.
Hi, Jason Stewart. How are you?
So nice to see you.
So nice to see you.
It really is.
I made you do crazy things back in the day and you did it.
That was literally almost 30 years ago.
I know. You don't have to remind me, but yes. But you look the same, just different hair. Oh, wait, different hair. Yeah. Different hair. I love that.
Mm. I'm ready.
All right. I just want to say that I am so excited for you guys on, you know, with Smothered. So what it's about, it's a black comedy that shines a glaring light on a longtime gay couple who can't stand each other but can't afford to get divorced. Wow. You know, I was going to say it sounds like my husband and I, but that's not true. We've been married 20 years and we were high school sweethearts. We kind of like each other still.
I think it's incredibly universal. It really is. It's incredibly universal show, and it's all different kinds of people can watch it, feel like their relationship that's falling apart, and they can sort of commiserate with us. And I'm really, really proud of it. Mitch Hare and I created this together a year and a half ago, and now it's out in the public. We've given birth, so to say, and it's really doing very well. We're getting rave reviews on everything.
I've read that. Like, so how long is each episode?
They're what we call bite size, you know, 5 minutes each.
Which makes you just craving more bites. Like, you want the whole meal. This is like a little appetizer.
You know, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. And you guys deserve to have this as a series. It's just amazing. I want to ask you a few things, but, you know, I read a couple of things online, and I was thinking that the only openly, and I know it can be any couple, you're right, it can be any relationship, it could be Van and I, on any given day, it could be any couple, but the first openly gay couple that I can think of, like in a comedy, and you please correct me, was Grace and Frankie with Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston.
They're not gay men, they're straight men playing.
Oh, that's true, I mean, but portraying. Yeah.
I would say that there was this series with these two Broadway actors called It's Relative, and I think they had two gay guys. On Will and Grace, certainly, there's two gay guys.
But yeah, Will and Grace.
Straight. It's rare. I always think Harvey Milk said something that was sort of great. He always said, no, not Harvey Milk, Larry Kramer said, well, it was either one of the two, I can't remember which, I'm honestly not sure, said, oh, two gay guys in power, ooh, that's scary. You know, they don't like to have us saying too much, you know.
Oh, my gosh, please. I live in St. Petersburg, and our entire downtown is amazing because the gay community, especially the male gay community, has made it beautiful.
So out, everybody could redecorate it by looking at it.
But, okay, you didn't come out. When I knew you back then, were you out or not?
No, God. I think we did that in either 90 or 91. I came out in 93.
91.
I came out in 93 on the Geraldo Show in an episode called Unconventional Comedians. And it really completely changed my life. I came out before Rosie, before Ricky, before, you know, so many other people, Ellen, before really we knew what the water was going to be like. It was pretty scary at the time. But, you know, I wound up, as you know, headlining comedy clubs for like 25 years. And then being recurring on My Wife and Kids as Dr. Thomas, the gay shrink. And then I just went into doing indie films. And then I think around 10 or 12 years ago when I stopped touring in comedy clubs and just stuck to casinos and like theaters and stuff, one night things, I really, really went into my acting career. And I was lucky enough to get a really great part in a film called The Birth of a Nation. And I played a white heterosexual Christian plantation owner in 1831. And that really sort of changed my whole career.
Serious acting. And they always say that comedy is harder than serious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's the whole thing. But, okay, so you were definitely, you know, a forerunner and, you, I mean, trailblazer in coming out. I mean, listen, I wouldn't even say, and I'm not, I mean, I don't really follow too much, you know, I think
we don't know how many, I don't follow the gays because.
I was going to say Judaism, but I mean, I was born that way. And I was reading on Mitch's page today. I think he said something about being Jewish light.
Yeah, Jewish light, right.
But in LA, because everybody behind the scene was Jewish, they didn't want to be casting their mother. So I kind of get it. So, I mean, you were very, very brave then, especially in 93. I mean,
I think it was more than being brave. I think it was a desperate thing for me in a way. it was sort of desperate because I just felt so completely not myself. And I didn't know how to move on with my comedy career. I didn't know how to develop as a human being. And I think it made me a better actor. Somebody wrote something about me in a magazine once. They said, the more out Jason Stewart became, the more masculine he became, which is sort of interesting.
That's very interesting.
Because it became who I am rather than being a parody of who I was.
Right.
I watched the show with you and I, and I think, God, I was so not in myself as a human. I was so not who I was. I think I was playing the part of a guy who was a comedian on a talk show.
Oh, but you were so funny. That show was very funny. So I know you judge yourself, but listen, we were all different stages and different ages. Yeah. So it's okay. And with different hair. Great shot. Different hairdo them too. So you don't have problems in being cast as both heterosexual. I mean, no one's typing you at this point. Have we gotten over that and beyond that?
I think we have, yeah. I mean, there's always some people that are going to always think. There's a film that I did called Infiltrators that I did last year. I played a SWAT kind of guy. I only had two scenes, but I wanted to run around with a gun. And then in Swedish Dicks, that show is I played a mafia guy that goes to jail and shares a cell with Keanu Reeves. And this, look at this, with the age makeup on. I play an anti-abortionist. They put all this stuff on my eyes to make me look older.
Jason, you're such a good actor. Oh, so that's...
Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, Birth of a Nation. Wow.
Armie Hammer, Nate Parker, you know, Asia Naomi King. I mean, just an incredible cast to... I feel so lucky sometimes. I feel so lucky.
You've never stopped working. You have pushed through. So do you consider yourself a character actor?
Definitely. Definitely.
I mean, a friend of mine had started an award show, believe it or not. I never really took off, but he started an award show. Lost my earring. It's okay.
So did Cher, and she won an Oscar. Right.
Yeah, for character
actor. She lost her earring, yeah.
I know. Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. I'm so happy to have you guys on. And Smothered is just so brilliant. So just tell us, I mean, I'm sure you've been asked this question many times.
No, but,
you know, new audience. I have like new people and it all adds up. How did you get started just in show business? You know, just in
If anybody wants to read how I got started, they can read my book. It's called Shut Up, I'm Talking. And it's available on Amazon and from CCB Publishing. And you can get that easily. Or you can send me an email and I will send you an autographed copy because I'm in COVID and I'm stuck in this office all by myself every day doing Zooms all day long with nothing else to do. So I will find the book. I'll send it to you and I'll run to the post office. Going to the post office is one of the most exciting things that I do for the day.
I get it. We're with you, which is why we started the show where we're dying to get out and go out. I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. Love it. Different life now as well.
I live in Palm Springs now.
Yeah, well, where what?
I live in Palm Springs now. I moved here a year ago. So
really?
I go into LA around once every other week, you know, and for an audition or an interview or an event or whatever. And I really
love
it.
Your mom is a fan of my bra line.
Yes. And she wants to say hello to you and say how much she loves the bras. So I'm going to get her on the phone.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. That's so cool. I love guys that love their moms.
She's going to say hello. My mother is 83 and still shops at Forever 71. And she's very, very... Mom, answer the phone. Mom?
She's having an affair. It's okay.
Oh, please. She's had four husbands. Two she married, two she killed.
I love that.
She'll call back. She said she's probably getting some cookies in the kitchen. Didn't bring her phone.
No, my sister's 81 and is sleeping with an 86-year-old. And I don't mean just sleeping. I mean, I'm talking Viagra, the whole...
81?
And she's gorgeous. She is. She's hot. And she's got an 86. She's over his house right now. It's crazy.
I have no one. I'm alone. Though I did go on Grindr the other day, the app, and I said, look, I'm looking to actually meet and talk to someone. And this guy says, well, I don't really want to hook up and have sex with you because we're having COVID right now. But if you could just stand by your window, the slider, naked. And I said, I said, no, I can't do that. And it would be a problem anyway, because I live on the second floor. And if I get excited, something will happen. You're going to need an umbrella. That's all I have.
Oh my God! You see, you're so funny. So how long were you doing stand up in term? And
oh, it's 37 or 38 years now since 83. Yeah.
Well, but you're. I mean, I know I'm not talking about COVID, but prior to this, were you still performing?
Clubs, still did casinos, and then I would do occasional gay event and occasional theater. And occasional one night or someplace just for fun. Yeah.
I admire you for keeping that up. I mean, you know, I've
I don't know what's going to happen now, honestly. I'm doing a show at Flappers online. You know, I'm doing that in a week or so. So that's going to be really sort of interesting.
Well, we need that. People need that. People need comedy and humor. So it's fine.
I'm doing it on the 28th. And then if anybody forgets anything that I'm saying, just go to jasonstewart.com, which is right there. This is so cool the way you have
it. Yeah, and we're going to keep running this like over and over and over until people just, they'll throw up over me.
Hey, okay. John from Boston. Look at that. Dominic.
Oh, hi, Dominic. Hey, how you doing? You've already had a lot of fans. So how did you guys, and then I'm going to introduce Mitch in a second, because I love you guys together. Like, I can't even handle it. Your chemistry is crazy. But how did you guys get Smothered to Amazon? How does that happen?
It was hell. It was really, really hard. So we shot the show in January, February of 2019. And then we had an editor through Adam Sandler's company because they helped us a lot. And Mitch has a lot of connections at Sony Pictures. So we were all involved in bed with them for a little while. And then the guy got busy because Adam was doing a stand-up special. So we got this incredible guy, Rob Padgett. And we have this incredible director, Terry Hanover. And the Fab Four of us, we got it together. Mitch really helped with music. He was really great with post. I was really great with pre. We got great actors. And let's bring him on.
Let me introduce him. Well, there you are, Mitch.
Oh, there he's gone. Yes. He's not going to let me talk, sweetheart. He won't let me say a word.
We have plenty of time. I want to give him a proper introduction. So, Mitch, stay right there. I like to read intros because, first of all, this came directly from you, which is hysterical. Mitch Hara, actor, writer. I want to show you my reading ability, too. Actor, writer, director, was raised by speed freak alcoholics, which shaped his unique voice and eccentric view of the world. He escaped to New York City at age 19 when he was invited to join the acclaimed, no kidding, Actors Studio. He has done countless plays off-Broadway and hit comedy clubs. He's an actor, writer, director. In the independent film world, discovered him, and he starred in The Art of Dying with Wings Hauser. That landed him 11 more roles, which he worked with people like Sally Kirkland, Karen Black, Angela Lansbury, on and on, Patrick Swayze.
He's a really, really great solo artist.
I just read that. You know, he's like an actor's actor, countless off-Broadway, Best Actor Award for portrayal of Sister Coco, Call Me Ishmael, a mental patient drag queen nun. I love it. Okay, first of all, I saw you guys on your own Facebook, and I was just, you know, flying through Facebook.
Do a Facebook Live once in a while, and we connect with the fans, yeah.
And that's how I found, I saw you too, and I was like, oh my gosh, well, of course I knew you, and I didn't know Mitch, and I was like, these guys are hysterical. I didn't know if you were together. I didn't know anything. All I know is I started playing with you guys, and I'm like, the second I knew, and then you had the show, I'm like, I got to get these guys on. Your chemistry. How did you two meet? Let's bring on Mitch Hara.
We'll tell you the whole deal.
Now I can bring him back in because I love that he says that he never says no. No, he doesn't say he doesn't say he won't take no for an answer.
Yeah, there's no such a thing as a no. It's always yes. Even no is a slow yes.
I love that. I love that.
Hey, baby.
How are you? You two are great.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Huh?
He's talking to Jason. He's talking to you. He's telling you, baby. But if you're saying it to me, I love it.
You're gorgeous.
Let's be clear to all the fans. We are not in a relationship. We are
never.
We are just friends. You know, barely friends. We barely.
How did you two meet? Your chemistry is crazy. How did you two guys meet?
You tell the story, Mitch. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, our chemistry, that's like the magic shit. You can't make that up.
You can't.
We met. You know Taylor Negron, right? Both of our friends, 30, 35 years ago in a past life, I was having some rave party in my house, and Taylor brought Jason, who was still bald, but he was wearing
a mullet
wig.
I was in my 20s.
You're a liar.
It was way even before
It was Farrah Fawcett, and it was a mullet.
It was a mullet of sorts.
I was lying around in a floor-length black cape with a Jufro. Showed out of my mind.
Put the sides like this, so you can navigate in the room, you know.
And he remembered the whole thing, and I don't remember 5 seconds.
Cigarettes,
Lemon. 4 packs a day. Dominique. Boom.
Dominique. Hi, Dominic. OMG, Mitch. So,
yeah, baby.
A lot of people.
So we met there. And so through the years, I was doing stand-up. He was doing stand-up. He was coming out. I wasn't. I was already out.
No, he really did. What? It doesn't make a difference. I'm just a person.
Who gives a shit?
He was really.
I'll sleep with anyone.
We need some hair. Cheers.
Desperate Housewife.
Are you having coffee, Mitch?
No, it's blue shit in here.
He's a vegan. He hasn't eaten any real food since 1972.
Well, it's making him funny. If that's, maybe I need to go vegan all the way.
All right.
So tell me how Smothered, which everyone.
We'll share this story.
You have to watch it. All need to talk about it and review it because this needs to be, when you see this, you will see yourself. You will see, we're going to run a quick little trailer.
You're falling out of the shot. Move over. You're falling out of the shot. He doesn't even know where he is. There he is.
Right. While he gets it back together, let's run a little trailer from
Smothered. Show the trailer.
Hang on.
Everybody loves me.
Everyone hates you.
Randy.
I'm Ralph.
Randy.
Randy.
He's Randy.
I'm Randy.
You know, in chapter 2 of my book, Dead...
Why aren't we having sex anymore?
You're like an Alzheimer victim. We had sex 3 days ago.
When?
Oh, my God. We whacked each other off during This Is Us.
Okay.
Can I be honest now?
It's just going to be mean now.
No, I'm going to be honest.
Mean.
Honest.
Mean.
Honest.
Mean.
Direct. You've turned into your fucking grandma.
Yentl changed my life.
Fuck. Barbara Streisand.
Fuck. Sia.
Oh. Her. Your inner child is dead.
Just because I said no to the ball gag does not mean that my inner child is dead. You're an emotional terror.
Oh, fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck,
fuck you!
Okay, how do you feel right now? Hey!
Wait.
Okay.
He could have the cottage and dig there.
I am not living in the fuck, Dr. Woods!
Gentlemen.
The IRS is suing you for $200,000.
Oh my God, I'm
so sorry.
So funny. It's so out loud funny.
It's like watching someone else. I don't even feel like I'm watching myself.
It's delicious. It's every couple, whether you're married, whether you're going together.
Right?
I read, you know, or somebody's mother.
You're
said,
not living in the Fakakta ones.
So,
it was so fun, Rhonda. It was nuts. I mean, we had so much fun. Plus, we know how to push each other's buttons so well.
Okay, you know? But you've got great actors in there. And I know you guys, both comedians, could go, see, Blood Bubble said the show's going to be, it's going to be huge. The show's going to be huge. And I'm
Go to Amazon, watch it, Blood, or Red, these names, what do you call them? I feel like Blood.
Red December.
Joey Sylvester. Joey Sylvester is a wonderful director.
Joey, yo, baby.
Hi, Joey.
He's adorable.
Cast me. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. God, I've got nothing.
You've got talent. I got
there
tips.
There you go, baby. I'll hang on that.
Dominic. Okay, so let's get back to Smothered and we'll keep reading everybody that comes up. All right. So I know you two maybe, you know, can ad lib. I mean, I know it's not ad lib because you've got other actors in there. So how do you sit down and write a series like that? I mean, the jokes are, it's one laugh after another. It's not
Thank
like one.
You.
It comes right at you.
Nathan, you start, I'll finish.
Okay, so we started out really doing improvisation together. We improvised, we told each other our stories. We started to connect on a deeper level and we talked about what we were. I was breaking up with a guy at the time, so a lot of my pain, honestly.
He was married.
Yes, well, sort of. He was separated. Yeah, all right, there we go. So that was a lot of my pain. And Mitch and I just started improvising together. And he would write it down. And then he'd send it back to me. I would rewrite it. And then we'd write it together. And then we'd take it to Terry, our director, Terry Hanover. And she would completely improvise with us and sort of recreate stuff. And we'd make things even more specific. And then we would do exactly what was written when we shot. But we would let things happen. If something happened, we'd have a wonderful happy accident. And we'd bring props in and things and other actors. And it really, really, it was really a wonderful actor experience.
Well, you also brought in other actors, like you have a small.
They're amazing. Yeah. Helen Hong, who's on Silicon Valley.
So you brought in all types and other people too.
All diverse. We didn't want any more white people. And this we wanted all beige and powder blue and all kinds of people.
Friends.
Yeah. We have a fluid dog. We have Asian.
A woman is over 70, you know.
That's so good. Thank you. I'm getting there. Please bring me in. Guys.
We wouldn't bring you in,
Mama.
We wouldn't bring you in. We would just hire you. We didn't audition anybody. We don't believe in that. We just people we love.
You know, I love to help people and put people together. That's something I've always loved too. But this show, I mean, do you all see it as a half an hour sitcom live?
Yeah. We've been pitching it all over. We have our literary manager has been setting up these half hour pitch meetings with like everybody in town.
All the bigwigs. So we've been doing
that. We have three seasons.
Already outlined.
As a 30-minute. Oh yeah.
I mean, wait, not in the can. You have the first season, but you
No. We have them all written.
This
will be a half-hour series of the 5 minutes is sort of like a taste, an hors d'oeuvre to what we can really do, and the therapy sessions would sort of bookend the show,
beginning and end, and in the middle you'd see how badly they do with what they learn.
So smart, and there's so many places to take it, especially if you bring in, I don't know if you're bringing in, but if you have family in the past or you had kids.
We do.
Our mothers.
Oh, my God. And I'm like part of the Jewish mafia. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, my God.
So all of my uncles, Louie and Pinky and Lefty, were all found in dumpsters and car trunks. So they're involved. And our mothers.
My mother's husband's, you know, in and out, you know.
I love your mother. Bring the tribe together.
If you watch the whole show on Amazon, you'll see that we go to jail. Mitch, tell them why.
Wait. Joe is saying, what about the IFC channel? Just an idea.
That's great.
Joe, call them. Why don't you call them and tell them to call us?
We need a few people to we need to stalk Amazon because they're counting all of our views. Like we're up to like 53,000.
We're going to help you with that. The whole series pretty quickly, every one of the episodes of this season, it has a different therapist in it. Is that?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It has a different therapist. And then when we get, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So 1 through 4 are all, that's in jail with a social worker and they're fighting behind us and we don't even know they're trying to kill each other. And we're oblivious because we're just beating each other up.
Talking about our failed romance and why things didn't work out. And I'm sitting there just like so completely, I'm sort of like Edith Bunker, you know, just completely.
Oh, 100%. And he thinks he's not this character.
Not
what's
at all.
What's really funny is that Jason, when I knew him, to me, was you were outrageous in a great way. It's funny.
Yeah.
And this, you take over that. And Jason's the straight one.
He's the more outrageous one. And I'm the more, I guess, hurt.
The more serious one.
What do you guys do for a living in the show? Do you guys work in the show?
Oh, I have my own hair company, replacement. And he's a housewife.
Yes, but the hair restoration hasn't worked out, as you can see, for me.
Well, that's why I won't let him do the commercials, because he's not as successful.
So supposedly...
Hair.
I mean, it's crazy.
Rhonda, the company's called We Give Good. It's called Good Head.
Good Head Hair Restoration.
Awesome.
See episode 6? It's five.
No, the one with the
IRS agent because we wound up.
That's
owing them $200,000 because he didn't do our back taxes.
Mitch, it's the character.
Yeah, whatever. And so they play the commercial, Goodhead, and he talks me into letting him sit behind me in his mother's wig. So he was a success story.
Oh my gosh, I love it. That's why
I look like Joey Heatherton.
Without the water pill.
I may be able to get you on Home Shopping Network with this.
We would love to be on the Home Shopping where we can sell our wigs.
Oh God, yeah.
Whatever you got. So you supposedly hate each other, but
yeah.
Don't you think that underneath all that, because I see the kissing and I know when people like have a fight, you know, then you have makeup sex, which is like the best.
100%.
Is there somewhere underneath all that you really love each other?
No, I think he really hates me and he wants me to be dead. He really.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there has to be love to have those many fights.
But you know, I don't think that he would mind taking the car, put it in reverse and knocking me down.
Well, that I wouldn't mind.
Well, I know both of you all are too young, and so am I, but I remember, I heard about the show called The Bickersons. Did you all ever hear about that?
That was in the 60s, right?
It was on radio. And
I don't know that one very well.
No, not really.
And our whole, we came out of Harvey Limbeck's class, but our whole act was based on bickering. But this is why every couple will relate to this, because even if you're just having a fight, like we've all gone through that, where you just want to slam them, and then you want to, pardon me, fuck them, and then you want to.
Well, that's what our whole show came out of, was an argument that we had, and
we had a huge argument,
it
was horrible.
A real argument between you.
A real one. Oh yeah, I never wanted to talk to him again.
And I didn't want
to do this horrible project with 50-year-old people with horrible energy, with horrible attitudes. And
that's so not true.
Yes. And then there were three people that said I sexualized them.
Well, you did. You scared the straight boys.
Because I have eye contact, they had more baggage than a TWA flight going to the Bahamas.
TWA doesn't even exist anymore.
So I was just like, Jason, I don't have to be involved. He said, I don't think you should be either. And I was like, good.
I don't want a friendship over this. It didn't seem right.
But I said, I'm willing to give up the friendship. And I hung up on him again. And then he texted me 9,000 times.
I only texted you once.
And left me messages and whatever. So I figured, let me just
hurt his feelings.
Find out what the fuck he's talking about.
You know,
so he was, what?
Are totally like, and I know it's friendship, but like an old married couple. I mean, you finish others' sentences. I mean, you could just
100%.
It's amazing.
It was going through my mind. The funniest part of our whole relationship is that we argue. And people laugh at us. So I called him up and I was like, Jason, this is the idea. And this is the
3 months ago, you know, we had talked about doing something as a couple.
Shut up.
And then he lied about it.
Well, no, we did talk about doing something like Dog Day Afternoon, where we'd call it like
you finally admitted
that dance or something. And we wanted to rob a bank. Because we couldn't get away from each other.
I gotta put him in a boxing ring. I love it. I'm gonna mask him. We're all socially.
Well, we did try that with giant ducks.
All right. This is what I want to know is how long did it take you to do the whole season? Just, you know, kind of fun things for our audience. Where did you do it? How did you finance it? If you can answer those.
Oh, we shot it for, I think, around 8 days, Mitch. Was it 8 days?
What?
We did it on weekends because we did.
We used Sony Pictures.
We did it at Sony a lot because I've got a lot of connections over at Sony. We shot in Adam Sandler's bungalow, Happy Madison.
And in the dining room.
Oh, baby. And in the executive dining room over there.
And right, Jay? And then our director, Terry Hanover, let her use her house for two different
things. For the last time she will ever let that happen.
Plastic paper over the house. It made me feel like, oh, God, I'm really a Jew.
We have to pay. Yeah, that would be plastic. But we had to get, we paid for a maid.
So you shot in 8 days.
We did it on the weekend. So, yeah. And
it was your other actors. How many actors were in your cast? Just about overall, other than
eight.
We had eight actors
because we had Carol and we had Eric, who was the head fighting guy, and then we had three fighting guys, which one of them was our assistant, and we had one guest star in each.
Jail. You have to watch them all.
Do you mind if I play an episode with that?
Ooh, do it. Do it.
Are you kidding?
All right. I got to hang in there. Have another blue drink. Mitch, have a little bit more vegetables. We're going to play episode one so that people will know exactly.
Oh, cool.
Is that okay? Okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Do we all have it ready?
Love you, Rhonda. You're fabulous.
Ready to?
Here, get my breath. Your hands on my neck. This vibe full of love fits like a glove. Sometimes I think I just can't. Then I can't get enough of your love.
You're just doing that to embarrass me in front of the three of them.
Oh, come on. Don't be cray-cray.
Just a second. You know that she likes me better.
And that's just the way I always feel.
Well, it would seem that Randy has a very healthy self-image.
Right?
Wait, does that mean that I'm the sick one?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
everybody loves me. It's just my natural being. I radiate a charm and a love that, you know, makes people happy and want to be around me. And Ralph is so jealous. He can't even breathe.
Everyone hates you.
Oh, everyone in the universe?
Yes, everyone. All my friends, they hate him. Okay, I said it.
He doesn't have any friends. You have no friends.
That's not true.
No, it is. Which fictitious friends hate me?
A third of them.
Oh, now it's a third. Well, what's their names?
Dimitri.
The African cashier at Gelson's?
Yes, and Vindu. It's a young straight boy that I'm mentoring.
The Hindu cashier from 7-Eleven.
Yes, Vindu. It means cow finder. See, he sexualizes everyone.
Again with the everyone. And I never sexualize that fetus. That's your fantasy, Daddy.
If you were having sex with me, I wouldn't have to mentor them.
Well, now that was very revealing.
True that.
He doesn't even speak English anymore.
Have you read my book, Nothing's Broke Till You Fix It?
And we did have sex a week ago.
Well, that doesn't count. You were on your phone watching porn. Ugh.
See, that's the only way I can do it. It is the only way.
That's not true. He's lying.
No, it's true. It was Straight Broke Boys, episode 72, when the straight surfer needed money for his sick dog.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen it, Dr. Allen?
Oh, no. I'm heterosexual.
And so is the surfer.
Oh, I love broke straight boys.
I know. So who else hates me? The cashier at Taco Bell?
Betty.
Betty?
Mm-hmm.
Bareback Betty, the drag queen cashier from Hamburger Mary's.
Well, she's my best friend.
That old whore called me Marilyn Manson.
Just to be clear, it was Charles Manson. He's dead, so it doesn't matter.
Isn't that fucking lovely?
Come on. She meant it in a dirty, sexy, kind of young kind of way.
No.
When he was writing all the songs for the Beach Boys, remember?
Beach Boys? No. No. I do not think her intention was the young, sexy period.
Yeah.
I think she was talking about when he was in prison with the swastika on his forehead and the craggly beard and the 9-inch fucking nails, like Hugh Hefner.
Oh, honey, I think it was Howard Hughes.
Whatever. She's a waste of skin, and I don't care about her.
He doesn't care about anybody himself. Just how he feels, how he looks, who's watching him walk down the street.
True.
We've been together for 22 years.
We agreed on 14.
21.
13.
17.
11.
Randy.
I'm Ralph.
Randy.
Randy.
He's Randy.
I'm Randy.
How long have you two been together?
I don't know. I have a 2-year memory.
You know, in chapter 2 of my book, Dead But No Toe Tag...
Why aren't we having sex anymore?
You're like an Alzheimer victim. We had sex 3 days ago.
When?
Oh, my God. We whacked each other off during This Is Us.
When the father comes home.
Yeah, during the flashback to Vietnam.
That's the closest I felt to you this season.
See?
This is us.
Okay, I think we can all agree this is a common area we can explore. In chapter 6 of my book, Sharing But Not Stealing...
I don't think this is working for us.
Seriously?
She started out so right, and then took an ugly turn to the left.
Yeah.
So good. So good. I congratulate you guys. Seriously, it's the music, the graphic.
Isn't the music great? That's Millie singing.
Oh, my.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I have a special guest. She'd like to say thank you. This is my mom, Gloria Lasky.
Hi, Gloria.
Mom, you're welcome.
Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Rhonda. Thank you so much for the wonderful broads. I don't know how I ever managed before I met Rhonda Shear, because
I love you, Gloria.
Fantastic, fabulous, and I love it. I wouldn't wear anything else. Even Julian, I wouldn't buy anything else.
She wore a Wonder Bra before.
I'm 3 years old, and I love them. The Wonder Bras were terrible. The wires were
Gloria, I'm going to bring you on HSN to do a testimonial. I'm going to send you some more bras. And then you need to take some pictures of her and we'll put them up.
Oh, in her bra?
Why don't you get
more? Well, wearing the bra.
Well, go ahead, Mom. What did you say?
I'm wanting to get some black ones, but I don't know who to call. I already did it with the shopping club.
I'll take care of it. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. As a matter of fact, who cares about them? Gloria, forget those two talented.
I want a bra.
I'm on cloud nine when I wear the bras. That's all I can say.
I am in heaven.
Mom, what do you think about my relationship with Mitch?
Oh, well, what can I say? It is what it is, you know?
It is what it is, right?
It is what it is. Yes. She loves me.
Gloria needs to be in my life. You guys can go about and do whatever you want, but Gloria needs to be in my life. She can help me sell bras.
Listen, you can have me as an advertisement anytime. I'll be the best commercial ever. What was before RS? Nothing.
All right, Rhonda Shear. Rhonda Shear. It's perfect.
Right. Gloria, maybe.
Happy New Year. I will send you some more bras. I promise you.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you. And I'll take care of your son. We'll get this project sold.
I'll be down after the interview for dinner.
He lives right above her.
I live right above her. What are we having?
Anybody. What? You want to come for dinner, Rhonda? I'll make you a nice
You want. What are we having for dinner, Mom?
We're having a stir-fried chicken with an orange sauce with hoisin sauce.
Yeah.
And fried rice with mushrooms and scrambled egg in it. And what else? Oh, eggplant, breaded eggplant in the oven.
Oh, okay, great.
Damn.
Darn. Good. I'm coming.
That and the last two episodes of Ratched, and we're in.
There you go, baby.
That sounds delicious.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome.
A new person with these bras.
My pleasure. We'll get you more. Love to you, Gloria.
Bye, Ma. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye, Rhonda.
Bye, Gloria. We have to get her some black bras because what? If she goes on the site that my sister went, it's like, what is it? What's it called? All About Us or something? Our Time? My sister met a guy, but then she won't be there to cook for you. Do you really live above her? Is that true?
He does. I live above her in
We live in a fourplex.
I love this. Okay, that has to be in the show.
It will be.
The mother-in-law that you cannot get rid of, but she's a great.
She will never go away and hates me.
But she's a great cook.
She doesn't like Mitch at all.
She doesn't like me. She said, is he so mean? Do you think people are going to think he's that mean?
But here's the thing. She's a great cook, so you put up with her.
She's a great cook.
The problem, Ron, is Mitch doesn't eat anything but greens and grass and old nuts and fruit and things on the floor that you throw
my
away.
My diet consists of garnish. That's
Red
it.
December loves you guys. We have a lovely lady that keeps talking how much she loves you guys. So you're collecting all kinds of new fans. And with me, you're getting foot fetish fans, pie in the face fans.
Foot fetish?
Why not?
Fans. They love when I show my feet.
Ow!
Oh, dear God. Who's wearing pants? Who's wearing pants? I'm not.
I'm wearing pants. But okay. As you said, it took a turn. Let me go back to, because I really want you all to sell this, because I want to be somewhat responsible for your Emmy so that I can stand up there with you.
From your mouth to God's ears. We would love that. We're waiting for the right person to give us
support. It's so real.
A lot of people are very interested. You know, it's just pulling the trigger.
I think you got to keep getting. I have another contact that I'm going to tell you when we're offline.
Yay.
I mean, who knows? But, you know, it's where everything's worth a try. I mean, you never know. So I'm glad that you're shopping it around. The fact that you have all these people, though, that are big people, Mitch, you seem to know like everyone, both of you all should, you know, I guess.
Two of us, we know everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, what do they say? Are they saying?
They're loving. They're absolutely loving the chemistry. They're loving the writing. They're loving the
writing.
They're like so impressed by how well it's done. You could binge this fucker in 30 minutes. Done.
But so is it done on, I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking questions. It might be, is it done on film or is it done on tape? How is it done?
We did it on high def.
High definition.
Yeah.
A little too high def for me.
Well, if you're old, it just shows all your wrinkles.
No, I just
wanted them to shoot me through a loaf of rye bread. That's what I was saying.
The director's amazing. The editing's amazing. The music's amazing.
Rob Padgett, I've got we want to keep our editor and our director, and we'd like to add, you know, more cinematographers. We help us a showrunner. You know, of course.
Yes.
We just want to do a 30-minute version.
I'll tell you guys. So you see this as like a live sitcom, kind of like Seinfeld, like three cameras. You're
more like a single camera. Single camera.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want the so it doesn't have that canned laughter thing in it. We don't really want that because it's like we want to keep the reality of it because it's really important.
Really, really, very important to us is that we kept the acting
that it's real.
Like a you know, because,
yeah, guys, we really want to kill each other.
You guys are such good actors in spite of the fact that you guys have this. I mean, it's so different and your beats, everything about it. It's really delightful. I mean, it's truly delightful.
It's not easy to do, but for some reason, it just happened that it was effortless for us in terms of that relationship. And that's the most
Jason, you're thing. So, to me, you're so different. I mean, I haven't seen everything you've done through the years. It's been many years since we've been together, but you're acting. I mean, you guys are so perfectly matched for each other.
Am I different than I was 30 years ago? I've changed a lot.
I mean, you grow. I mean,
yeah, you're 50 pounds heavier. But
I am not. Look, I will stand up. Look.
No,
don't do it.
You're skinny.
Yeah.
Man, he's fun. He eats me. Oh, very nice. Did your mother say she was doing chicken? Because that sounded really good.
Yeah, I know.
She's cooking chicken and, you know, vegetables,
fried rice, and eggplant.
Eggplant.
Why do you want her to get remarried? Because you'll lose.
Oh, honey, she's 83. Jesus, she's worn out so many men. It's like an old pair of shoes, you know. But I'm really afraid. She goes into Ross all the time. She has to buy things for no reason. I said, Mom, why do you need that blouse? It has three arms. She says, I'll make a bow out of it. It was $1.99. I need that.
I love your mother. She's so my kind of woman. She's a character. She's got you. I don't know who you're going to find to cast.
We were in a Target yesterday and her eyes glaze over. It's like, I need to buy stuff. I need something, you know. It's crazy. It is insane. It's like a disease. But
it's
she
me. Loves yeah, you. Too.
It's me. It's totally me. Okay. So I just want to show you very quickly and then we're going to come back and tell you a little more. Then I'll let you go because we'll be on time for the first time. I want to show you my puppies, not these. My puppy. We're going to go to my puppy cam. Check my puppy cam. Okay, there are little chihuahuas in there. I know it's hard to see, but they're all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I thought that was some potpourri.
They're on the floor. See, here's my feet again. Woo! Whoa! Whoa! Oh, look, I'm humping the pole. Hump, hump, hump.
What's that?
Jason, I don't know what it is. You're bringing out the old Rhonda. I haven't seen her in like 30
see
years.
See what happens?
Was that some furniture that was taken from the set of Green Anchors from Eva Gabor? Where'd you get that table? Yeah.
So my house is very old Hollywood. It's a big house and it's my Barbie dream house. So don't you be making fun of it. Or I'm going to be like Gloria. I'm going to call you mean. Mitch, I love you.
I love you, Rhonda, baby.
I just want to press your boobs and watch your hair come out. I love you.
See, Mitch, you are the sweet one. I knew it all along.
See? Exactly.
Oh, guess what? You want to talk to Felipe Roach from the Village People? He's calling. You want to talk to Felipe Roach from the Village People?
Oh, he's the Indian. Yeah, he'll be drunk.
Oh, shut up. Felipe?
He's really a great
talker.
I'm right now on the Rhonda Shear show with Mitch Hara. Of course, you know Mitch. Say hello.
Oh, hi, it really is him.
Say hi to Mitch.
See,
he also doesn't like him. Felipe is my dear friend, and he also doesn't like
him. I-M-C-A. He's really the Indian from Village People.
Okay, so I did a show with him that did, it was a pilot for a game show. What was that called, honey? Remember, who you are?
It was, hold on, Frank DeCaro was on it.
I was on it. I was on it.
Called Old People Can't Remember Shit.
No, wait. I can't remember. It was a remake of a game show. Barry Posnick from Zoo Productions, who's now president of MGM, produced that, which would also be a good person for you to bring your show to.
What's my baby?
Hook us up, Rhonda.
What's my line? He was on that show. What's my line?
Oh, fuck.
Something like that. They had to guess who I was. And of course, I was not dressed in my normal
Indian
roots. I was in a suit and tie, and they were trying to guess, and they were like, who's the black guy in the panel?
But here's the thing. Felipe didn't tell you that the producer of that, you guys need to get your show to.
Okay.
Who's the producer, damn it?
Who was the producer of the show? Do you remember Felipe?
Okay, Rhonda will tell us. Rhonda will hook us up. She knows this, Kitty.
On the show on the panel with you, her, and Frank DeCaro.
It was a black guy. That's all you remember.
No, oh, my God. Black Lives Matter. Can we just move on?
He had a really fucked up greeting at me when they when I gave away the secret.
They said, put that back in the drawer.
He said, Ma, you aged well. And I wanted to fucking get up and smack the shit out of him.
I'll call you back after the show, love.
Oh, my God. I love him. Oh my gosh! Sid Cooley just said that.
He said, "Love to Mitch. Mitch, you look good. He approves of the new haircut."
Oh, Jason's sweet as well.
Everybody,
Felipe.
Bye, Felipe.
Bye, Montserrat. Montserrat's fabulous. She's
look at the guest on the show, Felipe from the Village People. My mother and Mitch Hara. Look at that.
Boom. What could be better?
But anyway, the producer of that show that we were on together, you guys. Yeah. The show too.
You'll give us the info, baby.
I'll give you the info.
You'll hook us up. Where are you?
Are you still alive? Is he?
He's still alive. Everything's good. I have two contacts in LA, but they're both good. But hey, anyway, guys, it's been a pleasure having you. I mean, is there any more? Do we have any more things to show up of them?
Okay. Do you have the episode 4? Episode 4 is our secret favorite.
Oh, we don't have episode 4, do we? No. Okay, we don't have it. But we do have one little clip of Jason and I to bring back his
youth. Do it. Do it.
So much. And
he's having nightmares. Bring it.
On. Don't go away. Let's embarrass Jason because he was mean to me. Okay, let's all night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to USA. Up all night. It's me, Rhonda, your hostess with the Mostus, still at the movies with Jason Stewart. Jason's really having a good time with Rhondo, aren't you, Jason? Wake up, Jason.
I'm having a great time. Did I miss Belushi farting or Dan Aykroyd doing something stupid?
Shh. You can't say the word on Rhonda's show.
Oh, give me a break.
You can say potty. You can say number
2.
Yeah, you can't say. You can say
Vogue.
You could say foofies.
Oh, God.
You could say fluffies.
Stop it. Just stop it.
No, you can't say that word on
I think we had chemistry too, Jason. Oh, you definitely. Missed out on our sitcom.
You don't remember that show was so popular and was so unique at the time.
It was?
Yeah, because there were not a lot of shows like that at that time.
They let us get away with a lot. The director, them producer, was a gal named Kak Young. Kak and I are going to be doing something together soon. So
I just want to say you were very sweet, and thank you. You had me on the show before people even knew anything about me, and I so appreciated that. It was really a big deal for me at the time.
That's sweet. You're adorable, and I love you both. Mitch, I love you, and Jason,
I love you.
I wish you guys amazing success. I would love you to come back on
anytime.
As it grows, and we'll continue to promote Smothered. Run to Amazon. How else can they see it?
They go to smotheredtv.com. You could go to watch it there. You could watch it on YouTube. You could watch it on Roku's got us on Apple TV. I mean, it's like on 1,000 platforms. But we'd love you if you have Amazon. Go on to Amazon because they're counting. And give us a little 5-star review. Watch, you can binge it, honey. Have one drink, you'll be done.
Yeah. All of my people will do that because they're very giving and loving. So all of you people, all my friends, fans, my HSN, my up all night, my foot fetish people, the pie in the face people, all my friends.
Food fetish people in the
Listen,
I have conversations with my fans. You have conversations with yours.
Right. Leave her the fuck alone. She can be who she wants.
Here's the thing.
I'm just surprised.
I support you.
They're all very kind, and they were all gonna they're all gonna go on because I said so. And they're gonna all give you 5-star reviews.
Remember remember when I looked like this?
No, you never look like that.
I love you two together. I really, oh, don't forget the 90s. Thank you guys so much. 5 stars are already saying it.
Blood. Yay.
Thank you all for being on, Jason and Mitch. Great, good luck.
I love you all.
And Gloria's going to get some black bras. We're going to get her another husband. One more, just one more for the road.
Oh, no.
I'll just get her a vibrator at this point.
I'll send her some.
To bring down the batteries. It's frightening.
Use a vacuum cleaner.
I got to meet Gloria. All right. Love you guys. Have a great night. Enjoy dinner. They are great. Hysterical. So seriously, guys, go on to Amazon and watch Smothered. And the shows are really quick. They're like 5 minutes. They're hysterical. I mean, they're laugh out loud. We all need that right now. And give them all 5-star reviews, because the more people that review it, then they have the chance of getting picked up. And that should be an Emmy Award winning sitcom for sure. And maybe they'll cast me in it. I could play something. I could play Gloria. Okay, so before we go, you know, we always bring you a little surprise ending to the show. This is in honor of Jason tonight, who thinks I'm out of my mind anyway, and I don't care, because once you hit this age, you don't care anymore. So here is our fabulous foot of the week. Jason and Mitch may be sophisticated with Smothered, but we have the foot of the week just for you guys. Hey, it's another fun. We said this show's all about fun. You know, all of us need a lot of that right now, some laughter. So, you know, Jason promoted his fabulous book, and what was the name of it? I got to get it again. What is it? He'll be upset if I don't get it. I'll get it. Shut up, I'm talking. You can buy that now. And if you go to his site, he'll sign it for you. So the Up All Night book, if you get it from rondashear.com, I will sign it. Don't confuse it with Jason's, because his is a whole different book. Also, if you want a beautiful mask, you know, we always want you to be masking up so we can get over this thing faster. Go to rondashear.com, pick up your mask. And hey, go on and we want you to like this show too. And we want you to join my Rhonda Shear TV YouTube on YouTube. It's called Rhonda Shear TV YouTube. Go and check that out. We have Up All Night. You can watch Jason and you can watch a lot of stars actually in their early days. Up All Night. USA Up All Night started off a lot of people. So it's fun. You can watch a lot of clips. But anyway, check out www.rondashearsocialhour.com. Go and talk to us, send fan mail, whatever you want. We got pictures for sale. Go check it out. All the other episodes, we've been doing this about 3 months now. We're getting better in terms of our technology. We didn't fall out once tonight. Thank you, Jason and Mitch. Just check it out. And I thank you guys so much. Have a fabulous weekend. And as I always say, it's love and sizzle kisses. Nighty night, everyone. I'll see you next week with fabulous. Oh, wait, do you see my guest next week? Guys, you're going to love this. You're going to love them. You're going to love them. I'm not going to say anymore. 99.
Stuck in quarantine, don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the social distancing, social life. the social distancing, social